Hi, this is Jalen for Dobbs, where tire buying is easy. At GoToDobbs.com, shop brands, sizes, pricing, and our amazing deals. With 40-plus locations, get same-day install. For tires, it's Dobbs.
For deals you can use, click on GoToDobbs.com now.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Bring out the Zamboni!
It's time for Curbside with the voice of the Blues, Chris Kerber. Brought to you by Scott Lee Heating Company, a proud Mitsubishi Electric Elite contractor.
With Alex Ferrario and Tanner Hendrickson, I'm Brandon Kiley. You've got BK and Ferrario here on 101 ESPN. Happy to go out to the 101 ESPN hotline right now to be joined by Chris Kerber. He's the voice of the Blues. You'll hear him tonight on the call for Blues versus Blackhawks. Pre-game coverage starting right here at 6 o'clock. Curbs, appreciate the time as always, man. Let's get right into the conversation. I want to bring you in on something that we were just talking about in the last segment, which is the decisions that they're making right now in terms of who the healthy scratches are down the stretch this year. How much do you read into it, if at all, that they decided to healthy scratch Kevin Hayes once again tonight?
Boy, that's a good question. How much do I read into it? I don't know that I read anything into it other than it's been some pretty consistent coaching there from Drew Bannister. I mean, we have seen him sit rookies. We've seen him sit your highest paid players. We've seen him sit grizzled veteran type players. And I think the one thing that Drew Bannister has definitely shown in that process is it doesn't matter your age, your experience, whatever, he has expectations, and he expects them to be met. Now, that's the analysis, BK, from the outside looking in. I do not know and haven't been privy to any other kind of conversations that would include, you know, discussions with Blues general manager Doug Armstrong of certain things he wants to see or opportunities for other guys. So, is there any more to it than simply play-based? That I don't know, you know. But I do see consistency and accountability that we've seen from this head coach since he took over.
On the Scott Perunovic side, Curbs, because this is the second straight game where he'll be playing with Colton Parayko, and the last two he played north of 20 minutes, which is the most he's played in his career. Do you think that the Blues still feel like the jury's still out on Perunovic to find out who he is? Or are they? Do they know who he is, and it's just a matter of let's give him this opportunity so we can say we saw it on every aspect?
No, I think when you've played as few games as he has, which is less than 100 in his career, I think it's safe to say, Alex, that the jury is still out. Having said that, you know, when you look at Falk going down and Tucker being in the lineup and Kessel being in the lineup and Perunovic being in the lineup, I think you just see a little bit of a safety net of a head coach by making sure that at any one given time, you've got a veteran player with each one of those rookies or, you know, second year guys. So, you know, from that aspect of things, you know, the other thing I've learned too all these years is you could look at those pairings and they may stick throughout the whole game. Who knows? But situationally, I still, you know, might expect to see Letty and Parayko out there at different times, depending on what's up, because look, I know mathematically it's still a challenge. You're going to need a whole heck of a lot of hope. Vegas has already lost two in a row. You know, you don't see them losing seven in a row to lose this to end the season. Having said that, the Blues are still in a spot where their playoff lives are still intact and still alive, and the Blues will have to coach and play accordingly.
Chris Kerber is our guest here on 101 ESPN, voice of the Blues. He joins us each and every Wednesday on BK and Ferrario. Kerbs, I don't know how much research, if any, you've done into this, but we were talking a little bit off air about the idea of Jordan Binnington being in the Vezina Trophy conversation. Where do you think you would have him among the top contenders for such an honor this year?
Oh, I don't think he's going to knock on the door of a finalist spot. I think he could see some votes, you know, here or there. you know, but as much as that is an individual award for a goaltender, it is also a, you know, the team has to play a role in it. And so I don't think his numbers are going to be good enough, you know, to get him there. And look, do I think they've gotten enough goaltending and good enough goaltending from Jordan Binnington to have had different results and be a playoff team? I absolutely do think they do. I have said this unabashedly and stick with this, that there's only one, maybe two or three goaltenders I might consider to take over Jordan Binnington if I need to win a game seven. And that's because we've had the privilege of watching him for the last 5 years, you know. But in terms of, you know, him getting real Vezina consideration, he might get some votes here or there, but I don't think it's going to be anything that, I'd be surprised if it's anything that really jumps off the page at you, I guess.
So with that being said, Curbs, I was listening to the 32 Thoughts podcast. I'm not sure if you caught it at all, but Elliot Friedman was talking. He was talking about the Blues, and he was talking about how tough of a season it was, and said that he feels like Doug Armstrong is going to want to do massive surgery on this roster. He brought up the idea of trading Jordan Binnington.
Well, he's not the only one that's brought that idea up, I'm sure. When you look around the league and you look at teams that are looking for goaltending, and you look at where some of these other teams could have been had they had goaltending, is there a market for a good goaltender, whether it be him or UC Saros or whatever? Remember, it wasn't all that long ago UC Saros' name was getting bantered around, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Right? So at least in the rumor mill. Okay. So, you know, you look at that. I'm going to stick and I'm going to stay consistent on this, at least from a my opinion standpoint. The Blues have the one thing you need to continue to stay competitive during a turnaround process, and that is the goaltending. The goaltending has prevented teams like Philadelphia, like New Jersey, from doing other stuff. The goaltending remains a question mark for some teams going into the playoffs, like the Edmonton Oilers, you know, and some others. So the Blues have the one thing you need. Philosophically, do they decide that they could get a haul for him that could help turn things around because they're fairly confident with Joel Hofer? Yes. But you have no confidence yet that Joel Hofer can carry the mail. You've seen how the Blues have had to work this in terms of a 1A, 1B situation, you know, and it's worked for the St. Louis Blues. So I have to stay consistent on my philosophy. Could they trade him? Sure. I think the Blues could trade anybody. But do they have the one commodity that you need to turn things around and where you can go from missing the playoffs to contending for a division? Yeah, they got that one thing, and that's your goaltender. So I'm real leery of those kind of things because, guys, we've seen this in St. Louis. We went for a long time, without having a bona fide, real good number one goaltender. And when you got it, I'm not willing just to let that go.
Curbs, the other thing, like as a follow-up on that, goalie trades are just so incredibly rare in the NHL. It's something that has never really made total sense to me. Like, you almost never see it at the trade deadline. And then in the offseason, even when they do happen, it doesn't end up garnering as much in return as I think most fans would typically expect. And so if you're going to trade a guy like Jordan Binnington, man, you better be getting a massive haul in return right now. And for whatever reason, teams just don't value goalies in terms of the trade market for those guys the way that I would typically expect. So I don't know that the Blues would be able to get enough in return to make it worth their while, even if they did want it or were open to exploring that opportunity.
Listen, I think it's a great point, Brandon, because, again, yes, it is going to depend on the return. Do you value the return, and are you better both now and in the future, you know, with that? You have a situation from a cap standpoint with the salary cap finally about to go up for the first time in 5 years away from that flat cap. That is really, that's what, guys, that as much as anything is what really prevented the Blues from continuing to maintain some of the salaries and things that they needed to after winning that cup. And the situation with the goaltending is with Joel Hofer under contract for another year at basically an extremely cheap rate. And with Jordan Binnington, it's just six or six and a half, whatever it is. When you've got the goaltending tandem that the Blues have, right, at $7 million, $7.5 million, you have a great number there for two goaltenders. And none of your other goalies in the organization are ready to make the step up. So if you move him, you've got to go out and find another one. Well, look at what's happened when the Blues have tried to go out and find the backups. Thomas Greiss, you know, Johnson, other guys that have come in, and eventually even those backups just haven't worked. So if there's one situation, if there's one spot in this organization that you do not need to look at for a while, it's your goaltending. And that, frankly, that might be the biggest comfort of anything. You can go find forwards. You can go find defensemen. I don't believe you can just go find goaltending. And there are other teams around the league absolutely proving that. So the way I look at it, if there's one aspect of this team that isn't broken, it's your doggone goalies.
He's Chris Kerber, voice of the Blues. You'll hear him on the call tonight. Blues versus the Blackhawks. Alex has pregame coverage starting right here on your home of the Blues, 101 ESPN at 6 o'clock. Kerbs, always enjoy getting your perspective on this team. Only 1 week left here in the season to be able to do so, and then we'll wrap things up with you. Looking forward to that. Hey, maybe they get into the playoffs when we continue these conversations into the postseason. Appreciate the time as always, man. We'll talk with you again next week.
All right, guys. Have an awesome rest of your week.